to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Right at the deadline, just hours to spare, last night Congress finally passed a stopgap spending bill. President Biden quickly signed it, and the near government shutdown should never have been happening, says the president.
The president issued a statement saying it's good news for the American people that the House and Senate voted to keep the government open. He said it means active duty troops will continue to get paid, women and children will receive nutrition assistance, and more. But Mr. Biden blamed House Republicans for what he called a manufactured crisis, faulting them for not living up to the budget deal he struck with Speaker McCarthy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Before the Senate vote, though, earlier on Saturday, Minority Leader McConnell disagreed.
The alternative to our action today, an entirely avoidable government shutdown, would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually shut them back. And in the process, it would saddle the people we represent with unnecessary hardships.
The bill keeps the government open until November 17th. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's age-related health problems have led to an over-reliance on others who are, in effect, he says, setting White House policy.
I think there's a lot of manipulation going on. This is what happens whenever you have a weak president, no matter what the reason is why he's weak. Well, it's the camps of people who have certain areas of responsibility or advisory authority over this issue.
Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near the Interior Ministry in Ankara, Turkey, while a second assailant was killed in a shootout with police. The attack occurring hours before Parliament was scheduled to reopen today following a summer recess. Check out the latest news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
This decade may be the worst one yet to retire in. That's why you need the most current retirement information. For more than 30 years, Bob Carlson has been helping investors stay ahead of turbulent markets and money-grubbing politicians. Now, more than ever, you need to subscribe to Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch. Bob makes sure his Retirement Watch readers are getting independent advice on all aspects of retirement. It's advice you won't get anywhere else. When you subscribe to Retirement Watch, you'll get 12 months of the newsletter. You'll also get 5 model portfolios. Plus, you'll get immediate access to the Retirement Watch private website with tons of special reports. You'll also get an online spending calculator to help you deal with inflation. Plus, exclusive conference calls with Bob Carlson, answering your retirement questions live. All for as little as $49.95. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not satisfied, cancel and we'll refund your money. Sound fair? Sign up today at retirementelders.com. Retirementelders.com. That's retirementelders.com.
Remnants from three aircraft carriers sunk during the World War II Battle of Midway found deep in the Pacific Ocean.
Remote submersibles operating 3 miles below the surface this month showed the Akagi and Kaga, two of Japan's four aircraft carriers, sunk during the June 1942 battle. It also shows the USS Yorktown revealing its damage from extremely high heat and how the crew tried to save the ship. One of the last surviving U.S. sailors, Julian Hodges, at age 100, teared up as he watched the online streaming presentation of the video, saying, "I just hated to see my ship torn up like that." George Williams reporting.
The Navy begins random testing of its special ops forces for steroids and other performing enhancing drugs beginning in November. The Army reportedly plans to follow suit, although they have not released any timetable as to when that will start. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Up in the Northwest, a group of homeless people in Portland, Oregon, filing a class action lawsuit. Keith Peters has the latest in this report.
They're challenging new restrictions the city placed on daytime camping in an attempt to address safety issues stemming from a crisis of people living on the street. The Oregonian Oregon Live reports the lawsuit filed Friday in Multnomah County Circuit Court alleges the restrictions violate Oregon law and the state constitution because they subject people who are involuntarily without permanent shelter to unreasonable punishments for unavoidable activities, including sleeping and staying dry. A spokesperson for Mayor Ted Wheeler declined to comment to the newspaper on the lawsuit, but said the city plans to start enforcing the ordinance in the coming weeks. Keith Peters reporting.
Check out the latest on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly sunny skies. Daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 61. Highs level off around 79 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 77. 68, chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today. Lows level off around 61 tonight. We should top off around 79 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
2 hours of straight-up music and encouragement begins right now. Welcome to Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and this is the place to recharge and power up. This hour, I'll share a roadside sign about how fast time goes by. We'll play a power track from King Calloway. We'll share our weekly All-American salute and got another Power Country Unplugged performance for you. Plus, later on in hour two, a Power Country backstage pass with Brett Young. It all begins right here with the Brothers Osborne reminding us that nobody's nobody.
Some wind up in the Hall of Fame. Some go down in the blaze of glory. Some people never ever make a name, but change the game in someone's story. I'm still trying to leave my mark with a simple song and an old guitar.
Country with Rich Miller. Things like that she's always said.
the kitchen. That's Ashley McBride. Well, next thing you know, we'll be hearing from Jordan Davis. Plus, we've got a roadside song about how fast time goes by. And a not-to-be-missed power track from King Calloway featuring Haley Witters. We're traveling through a place called Power Country with yours truly, Rich Miller, your weekly Power Country tour guide. Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and it's time now for our roadside sign of the week. This week's sign says, time goes by way too fast, but memories last forever. And with more on that, Jordan Davis.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
Power Country with Rich Miller.
Names that we don't ever rabbits by the dozen. You know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying.
T-shirt in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I
Parmalee with Girl in Mind, brought to you by Stony Creek Records. You're in Power Country, and we're sure glad you're here. Well, it's time for our featured Power Track album track. And as we do each week, we're on the lookout for great songs off the albums of today's best country artists. And this week, we've discovered a really special track from King Calloway off their Tennessee's Waiting album. This particular track features Haley Witters joining up with King Calloway on a tune called Let It Flow.
She was a blue-eyed rebel child with a Sunday morning smile. I was 17, knew everything except how to make a mile. I picked her up in Dad's old truck, and that night I kissed her. Our first love grew wings while the fireflies blinked by the Tennessee River. Let me sing along to the radio. Let me dance when the play won't slow. Nothing better to do but fall in love and watch the old river flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
He dropped me off and picked me up again. Times that summer we grew up a little more every time that we saw each other.
I learned a middle
take the long way home past that covered bridge.
Watch the sun go down, just think about those two stupid kids.
It ain't too much, but sometimes I stop and let myself miss her. Where I love grew wings, yeah, I still think about the Tennessee River. Yeah, we sang along to the radio, and we danced when they played one song. Nothing better to do but fall in love and watch the old river flow. Nothing better to do but fall in love and watch the old river flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
That's the group King Calloway featuring Haley Witters teaming up for a song called Let It Flow. That's off King Calloway's Tennessee's Waiting album. Much more music on the way in moments featuring Russell Dickerson, Thomas Rhett, and Lainey Wilson. Plus, our weekly All-American Salute. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly sunny skies. Daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 61. Highs level off around 79 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 77. 68, chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today. Lows level off around 61 tonight. Wish a top off around 79 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Straight Up Music and Encouragement featuring country's biggest stars can always be heard right here in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and our All-American Salute is on the way right after we listen to Russell Dickerson, God Gave Me a Girl.
I gave you hell on Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray, didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars, they always left me with a broken heart.
Russell Dickerson with God Gave Me a Girl. It's time now for another All-American Salute. Recently, a thrift store manager named Oliver Jolis in California discovered some money in some donated clothing he was going through. Oliver said money just started falling out of his shirt. A lot of money. In fact, after counting it up, it totaled up to $5,000. Fortunately, he found a piece of paper inside the bag of clothing with information that helped him locate the woman who donated the clothing. Oliver asked her some questions, and she was able to answer them all correctly, and he returned the money to her. The woman, who was, of course, very thankful for Oliver's honesty, said he could have just easily put the money in his pocket, but he didn't. So this week, we salute Oliver Jolis for doing the right thing and making one woman very thankful.
I don't talk to God like you always tell me I should.
Country with Rich Miller. Music that's heartfelt, honest, and real.
There we were in the back of that old C-71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. Climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh.
music.
Her song, Watermelon Moonshine. We're going to take a trip down memory lane with the group Old Dominion coming up next, plus get you another one-of-a-kind performance in our weekly Unplugged segment, all right here in Power Country, with me, your host, Rich Miller. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in a place we call Power Country. Right now, we've got more straight-up music and encouragement from Old Dominion.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down. That bled into jean jacket.
That's Old Dominion with Memory Lane. It's time now for Power Country Unplugged, where we feature acoustic and special versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars. This week, we've got William Michael Morgan with a special performance of his hit song, I Met a Girl.
She don't laugh at everything, but when she does, the planets swing around her. She don't step on sidewalk scenes, her teenage boyfriends all still dream about her. She don't need the glitter of the Vegas lights, she could blow a kiss and leave you spinning like a tilt-a-whirl. I met a girl, she made me smile, she made me wait, she crossed the street. She crossed my heart, she fixed her dress, she bit her lip, she lit me up. I met a girl with crazy shoes and baby blues. The way she moves is changing my whole world. I met a girl. The sunshine waits for her to wake up. She's a ponytail, no makeup, Saturday. Cause she don't need umbrellas in the summer rain. She could catch the eye of a hurricane in blue jean pearls. I met a girl, she made me smile, she made me wait. She crossed the street, she crossed my heart, she fixed her dress, she bit her lip, she lit me up. I met a girl with crazy shoes and baby blues. The way she moves is changing my whole world. She turned around and it felt like the world turned upside down. And the only thing that I could say was, hey. And I'm so glad she didn't walk. Dances like nobody sees her. Can't believe I get to be here in her world. I met a girl, she made me smile, she made me wait. She crossed the street, she crossed my heart, she fixed her dress, she bit her lip, she lit me up. I met a girl with crazy shoes and baby blues. The way she moves is changing my whole world. I met a girl. I met a girl.
Power Country. Power.
Remember what?
just don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now
music to inspire and lift your spirits. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Quarter in a payphone, drying laundry on the line, watching sun tea in the window, pocket watch, a tail in time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blank cassette, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it. We drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress. We'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows the shift in gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast. 59 Thursday and 54 on Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Right at the deadline, just hours to spare, last night Congress finally passed a stopgap spending bill. President Biden quickly signed it, and the near government shutdown should never have been happening, says the president.
The president issued a statement saying it's good news for the American people that the House and Senate voted to keep the government open. He said it means active duty troops will continue to get paid, women and children will receive nutrition assistance, and more. But Mr. Biden blamed House Republicans for what he called a manufactured crisis, faulting them for not living up to the budget deal he struck with Speaker McCarthy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Before the Senate vote, though, earlier on Saturday, Minority Leader McConnell disagreed.
The alternative to our action today, an entirely avoidable government shutdown, would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually shut them back. And in the process, it would saddle the people we represent with unnecessary hardships.
The bill keeps the government open until November 17th. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's age-related health problems have led to an over-reliance on others who are, in effect, he says, setting White House policy.
I think there's a lot of manipulation going on. This is what happens whenever you have a weak president, no matter what the reason is why he's weak. Well, it's the camps of people who have certain areas of responsibility or advisory authority over this issue.
Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near the Interior Ministry in Ankara, Turkey, while a second assailant was killed in a shootout with police. The attack occurring hours before Parliament was scheduled to reopen today following a summer recess. Check out the latest news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
This decade may be the worst one yet to retire in. That's why you need the most current retirement information. For more than 30 years, Bob Carlson has been helping investors stay ahead of turbulent markets and money-grubbing politicians. Now, more than ever, you need to subscribe to Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch. Bob makes sure his Retirement Watch readers are getting independent advice on all aspects of retirement. It's advice you won't get anywhere else. When you subscribe to Retirement Watch, you'll get 12 months of the newsletter. You'll also get 5 model portfolios. Plus, you'll get immediate access to the Retirement Watch private website with tons of special reports. You'll also get an online spending calculator to help you deal with inflation. Plus, exclusive conference calls with Bob Carlson, answering your retirement questions live. All for as little as $49.95. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not satisfied, cancel and we'll refund your money. Sound fair? Sign up today at retirementelders.com. Retirementelders.com. That's retirementelders.com.
Remnants from 3 aircraft carriers sunk during the World War II Battle of Midway found deep in the Pacific Ocean.
Remote submersibles operating 3 miles below the surface this month showed the Akagi and Kaga, 2 of Japan's 4 aircraft carriers sunk during the June 1942 battle. It also shows the USS Yorktown revealing its damage from extremely high heat and how the crew tried to save the ship. One of the last surviving U.S. sailors, Julian Hodges, at age 100, teared up as he watched the online streaming presentation of the video, saying, "I just hated to see my ship torn up like that." George Williams reporting.
The Navy begins random testing of its special ops forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs beginning in November. The Army reportedly plans to follow suit, although they have not released any timetable as to when that will start. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Up in the Northwest, a group of homeless people in Portland, Oregon, filing a class action lawsuit. Keith Peters has the latest in this report.
They're challenging new restrictions the city placed on daytime camping in an attempt to address safety issues stemming from a crisis of people living on the street. The Oregonian Oregon Live reports the lawsuit filed Friday in Multnomah County Circuit Court alleges the restrictions violate Oregon law and the state constitution because they subject people who are involuntarily without permanent shelter to unreasonable punishments for unavoidable activities, including sleeping and staying dry. A spokesperson for Mayor Ted Wheeler declined to comment to the newspaper on the lawsuit, but said the city plans to start enforcing the ordinance in the coming weeks. Keith Peters reporting.
Check out the latest on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast, 59 Thursday and 54 on Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today, lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
This is Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we've got a solid hour of straight-up music and encouragement on the way for you. And that includes great songs from Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Dylan Scott, Carrie Underwood, Cody Johnson, and more of country's best. Chris Young is in our recharge segment. I'll share my weekly power